off your ass and on your feet. Ain't no time to beat your meat. It's After Dark with Triple Dark Goddess on the Angry Divas Radio Show. We air live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. Check us out on the web. That's www.angrydivas.com. That's D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo. This has been another Bitch House production, the Angry Divas Radio Show. After Dark with me, Triple Dark Goddess.
You live all your days according to his way. Oh, Mary, never show your true face, pretending high grace. Oh, Mary. Good is your crown with your heart on the ground. Oh, Mary. Oh, God, save the Queen with the throne made of stone. Long live the Queen with a life not her own. You pray for one. It gets colder. And when you feel weak, the king gets bolder. What good is your crown with your heart on the ground? Oh, Mary. God save the Queen with the throne made of stone. Long live the Queen with the right not her own.
Production. The Angry Diva.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's episode of the Angry Divas Radio Show. Right, I'm your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess, also known as Diva Fire Tongue. I'll put some respect on it. Anyway, tonight is Taco Tuesday, and we are talking the politics of part two. And, you know, tonight I actually want to talk about penetration as a and infiltration as a form of penetration. I've got an interesting example of this. Me yet. I don't know. People don't care about you, men's ideas, what you have to say, what you feel about some shit. I don't care. Get your ass up. Get out there and start changing something. Shut up! That's how I feel about men talking to me. Shut the fuck up. Period. That's how I feel about it. That's just me. I don't think men should be talking. I think men need to be out here doing. Because we live in patriarchy. Okay? I don't want to see men talking. I want to see them out here doing something about the dangers and the threat that their gender cohort poses to women and girls. So when I say something, I'm not interested in what man penis has to say on the topic. So my friends list has been different for years. It's just been easier. You know, like we have real discussions and enjoy ourselves because there's never going to be some motherfucker coming in to infiltrate and get all over the rest. You know? But now I'm tagging the sister in and y'all plays with the dick. My husband told me to post this, so I did. I was like, my husband wanted me to let y'all know that the official sigil for House Diva is a flayed penis. Beware. Y'all play with it, and I play with it. So, you know, the sister got tagged, and some bastard penis read what I wrote and decided he was going to comment. And first he says, her mouth is vicious. Damn. Well, if you saw that and felt that, you really shouldn't have commented. If you see that there's a woman whose mouth is vicious, why did you think you would be exempt, nigga?
Just anyhow, that's not the point. So the same sister posted something today, and it was rather interesting. She said this here. I hate to see women buy into the lie that their vaginas have no value because men tell them that every woman has one. Lady, if your vagina had no value, then men wouldn't spend so much time, energy, and resources trying to get it. Duh. And so, no penis. My fucking penis just has to comment, right? And the penis's comment is, not all of us say stupid-ass shit like that. Just those with major insecurities. I would like all the men, you know what, first of all, let me find the link. I'm going to put the show link in the comment thread for the brother. All right, there, it's in there. So, first of all, to the men, because I know y'all do listen to my show. I know, because my voice is gorgeous, and y'all like when women scream and yell, you sit and beat your dick to us talking all that shit. Y'all like it. I'm not stupid. I know exactly what the fuck is going on around here. But to the men, here's the thing that you need to get through your head. In addition to us no longer giving a fuck about what you think, feel, or have to say on anything at all, we are really sick and tired of not all men. Because if not all men was so many, then we wouldn't have shit to say. Contrary to what your pea brains have mustered up as a thought, we do not sit around all day just looking for shit to bitch about. We don't. So he had to penetrate a discussion on women
where women are being awakened, where it's breaking the spell on women's minds that some man or woe man done woe that you ain't that special because you got a pussy just like the next bitch. So don't value your pussy. Don't think your pussy should get something, 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 or whatever you desire because you just let the next woman have something. So you might as well tolerate whatever he do because if he ain't getting your pussy, you're going to get another pussy. Women do this crap to us and men do this crap to us. So here's a sister trying to break the spell, and what do the dick do? Fuck and fuck up and skeet all over everything and make a hot mess. So he ain't just goddamn bread being just stupid, okay? Like, comment after comment of stupid. Because apparently, he is so intellectually inferior that if the sister does not spell S-O-M-E out for him, he can't just read it into it. You know? That's basically what these suckers who come through with the sum and the not all, y'all are just so intellectually inferior that you need somebody to say sum and not all. Here's what I've also seen, okay? Because this is just how low their intellect actually is. This is how inferior mentally these people are. Even when you say sum, they come in with not all. They can't help it. You know, like chimpanzee brain. What is going on here with these suckers? So, Sister Red goes on and on and on until the break of dawn. Then he says, it was a joke. That's always their go-to. Once the women come in and correct him and try to raise his inferior monkey brain up to something kind of like human, they resort to, it was a joke. It was a joke. So I said, these animals always say it's a joke. You know, he came in to infiltrate, to penetrate, because like I said, everything they do is them relating to their penis. How they relate to the world is how they relate to their penis, and their penis is an instrument of infiltration. It's an agent of change. They only know how to come in and reformat everything. It's a biological imperative for them. We're talking about skeeters, kumquats. Man, so pissed. So he said, if I'm an animal, what does that make you, creator? And I said, I'd rather die than ever give birth to the curse that is man. Let me repeat it, okay? Don't ever mistake me for one of these bitches that loves you. I'm not them. I would seriously... Sisters, we could end this shit. This is the politics of penetration right here. They've gotten it so embedded in your mind, male DNA cells in your brain, that you are literally dick-brained, dick-matized, male-identified. You can't help yourself to not want them and to see them continue to live on this planet with us without them having to grow up and do something. If every woman on the planet said no pussy, if every woman on the planet said, we will not give you any more sons, the politics of penetration would be over. Rape culture would end. The senseless wars and murders would end. Women do not realize the power that we possess. And I'm thankful to my daddy, because my daddy told me this shit when I was a little, little girl. I was maybe about 4 or 5 the first time I remember hearing him say this thing to me. This is how he said it at that age, because he stepped it up every so often. But at that age, he said, you women, y'all are frightening. You terrify me. I'm going to tell you the truth about every man on this planet. We are terrified of you. You all have all the power. Don't you ever convince yourself otherwise, and don't let no man, woman, chick, or child tell you otherwise. And he repeated that thing. Every so often, he repeated that thing. Y'all want to know why I'm so arrogant and brash with it? I had a father who told me things that were true, that helped me to avoid the pitfalls and the traps. And he modeled things to me as well. But he repetitively said that to me. You women got all the power. Y'all just don't realize it. We just a squirrel trying to get a nut in your world. It's your goal to keep us from getting that nut.
And my mother would slap at him, like, stop talking to your daughters like that. We didn't understand what that nut was. When my father said that, I thought about the literal squirrels that we saw in the backyard, how they would come and collect the acorns. I thought about boys was being squirrels with acorns. So I got some acorns. Apparently, my tree is very fertile, and I got to be careful because all the things that I produce, the boys are going to come and try to take from me. That's what I thought. That's exactly what he meant, too, and how they're going to take it from you is that nut. They're eager to get in to women's space, to infiltrate women's space, to reformat the way that women think and experience the world. This is how we got here. But we can't keep blaming them when you shit that curse into the world from your womb. You can't keep blaming them. You created him, and they know it. Look at what he said to me. If I'm an animal, what are you, creator? I am not your God. Oh, I am God, but I wouldn't ever have created you. I have always, every lifetime, been the one saying, uh-uh. When they first showed up, I said, kill it. And we did for a long time. And then some stupid bitch fell in love with it. And here we are, still in love with our enemy, still in love with men who abuse women, who prey on women sexually, who make little girls uncomfortable, who look at little girls, teenagers, as sport. And we turn our heads to the shit. Uncle rapist and cousin pedophile be at every family barbecue, but we tell the little girls, keep your fast ass out of his face. I am sick and tired of seeing women blame men. I said this even in college. Unlike y'all who went through the conscious chitlin circuit or the chitlin circuit of consciousness, I came out of the church and into self-gnosis via feminism, via philosophy. Reading Marilyn Frye, Clonora Weems Hudson, Kimberly Crenshaw, Mary Daly, Gloria Steinem, Andrea Dworkin, Audre Lorde, the whole Combahee Collective, the Combahee River Collective, the Scum Manifesto, reading these things, this is what helped me to latch back onto my knowing that had been trained out of me both by the church, my mother's program, and in the society at large that tried to tell me what a woman is, should be, and how I should behave and engage the world. But coming into feminism meant my first encounters with so-called awakened women were with white women. And I said this to them too. And they didn't want to hear it either. This, let's stop giving birth to these motherfuckers. Got to train them up right. And I said to them what I say to you bastards. Y'all are disrespectful to every woman who has died for this shit. And every mother of a son who tried her best that came before you. Because what you're basically saying, your simple hoe, is that she just didn't try hard enough. And your pussy is going to be the one to lay the golden dick. How arrogant in the wrong way of you. How self-serving. How absolutely irresponsible of us as women. We got a great sisterhood. The sisterhood of traitor bitches who are invested in giving birth to the curse. Said before, since we're talking about the politics of penetration, oh, it's real easy to go in on the men, but honey, when I talk about y'all, you don't like it. Oh, you don't like when I tell you how to use your power. I'd rather die than give birth to that. Every company on the planet that puts out a defective product must recall it and fix the problem. Lawsuits and all kinds of shit happens to make people whole. So they're compensated and restored for what they've been made to go through by someone's fuck shit creation. Except women. Women can churn out rapists, murderers, robbers, abusers, abandoners. And we don't ever stop to assess, is it something wrong with the womb? And even if it's not, is there something we can do to stop producing? Is there something we can do to make sure that
if we must produce man, that we're actually not doing it in the image and likeness of manhood, but of the masculine. I don't even want to give you that option because then everybody's going to talk about, I'm raising a divine masculine son. I'm raising a divine masculine son. Simple. Stupid bastard. Everything becomes a religion for you. And it's never about any real growth. It's never about anything that really is going to change things. We're not consciously aware of what soul we're manifesting when we create children and give birth to them. And that ignorance has cost us tremendously, especially black women. Do not call yourself God and you don't even know how to master your own reproductive cycle. That's basic. If you have not figured out your fertility yet, don't you goddamn ask me nothing about no spells. I'm Triple Dark Goddess. This has been another Bitch House production, The Angry Divas Radio Show. Oh, they're going to talk about this one because Diva went in. Usually when I tell the truth and kick it straight to the women, oh, they talk about it because they get mad. Can you believe what she said? She talking about mothers or sons or this. Mm-hmm. Talk about it, honey. Keep talking about it. It doesn't really cost me anything because what are you going to really do other than what you're already doing? Continuously being a brood sow for the most depraved, defunct, and debased community of men on the planet. I'm not worried. You're just going to do what you've already been doing, what you've always done every lifetime that we come here, and point the finger at somebody else but dare to call yourself God. For me, being God is something that it represents spirit and womb. I have to be God in spirit and in womb. You might make a mistake, fuck the wrong dude, but you got to be God in spirit and in womb. You do not give birth to every stray sperm that's released inside you. You do not allow men to just release their sperm inside you. They are lower than animals. They don't know how to control or master themselves. They're still ejaculating inside you like they're 12. They don't know how to orgasm. They don't know how to hold their water. They're not responsible. And we are tasked with being responsible and able to respond to everything that goes on in our lives. If you come into the realm of Diva, you came to be God wherever you are and to learn how to be a better God or get the hell out. That's going to be us for tonight again. This has been another Bitch House production, The Angry Divas Radio Show. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Make sure your ass is in here tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Politics of Penetration Part 3. I'll be hitting at it from a different angle. I'm not going to tell you what it is because then you'll be like, okay, we know what you're going to talk about. No, you don't. Y'all have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow, baby.